U.S. State Department urges Americans to exercise caution near Mexico border city. The U.S. Embassy in Mexico on Sunday issued a warning to Americans about an unspecified threat in the Mexican border city of Nogales. U.S. government activities were restricted to only essential movement during daylight hours in Nogales, Mexico, the Department of State's TravelGov said on Sunday in a post on social media. We are alerting U.S. citizens of this threat and change in posture. As a reminder, the U.S. Travel Advisory designates Sonora as a Level 3, it said on X. In a bulletin, the embassy urged Americans to exercise increased caution and to be aware of their surroundings in the Nogales area, located in the Mexican state of Sonora along the U.S.-Mexico border south of Arizona. The embassy advised people to notify their friends or family of their safety and seek shelter in the event of an incident, follow instructions from Mexican officials, and monitor local media for any updates. One U.S. House lawmaker also encouraged locals to be aware of warnings sent out by the State Department or other agencies. For Americans in or near Nogales, or who may have family members or friends there, please heed the guidance and warnings from the U.S. government, Representative Andy Biggs wrote on X, adding, "We are praying for the safety of U.S. citizens and personnel who may be in harm's way." It's unclear what triggered the embassy warning or Biggs's comment. The State Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment Monday. A map updated by the State Department shows that a number of states in Mexico are listed as Level 3, advising people to reconsider traveling there, or as Level 4, which advises people to not travel to the location. Overall, Mexico is listed as Level 2, or exercise increased caution. Sonora State is listed as Level 3 because there is a risk of violence in the state from terrorist groups, cartels, gangs, and criminal organizations, reads the advisory. U.S. government employees, meanwhile, are only allowed to travel to specified areas: Hermosillo, Bahia de Quino, San Carlos Nuevo Guaymas, Alamos, and Puerto Libertad, according to the advisory. Last week, the State Department issued an advisory for the Middle East amid renewed fighting between the United States and Iran. The agency further warned that Iran or Iran-supportive groups could launch attacks against American citizens anywhere in the world. Due to tensions in the Middle East, the security environment remains complex with the potential for unforeseen escalation, the advisory states. Americans currently in the Middle East should exercise heightened vigilance and be aware of potential flight cancellations, airspace closures, and travel disruptions.